Hey everybody, I hope you all had a good weekend. I went on a camp retreat type of thing over the weekend and I didn't have cell service, so it was really weird not being able to check my Patreon or YouTube for a couple days. But yeah, I'm back home now with a new appreciation for my own bed because I did not sleep very well while I was there. Anyway, let's read some comments, shall we? So Cadson commented, "Your name isn't Emma, is it? You sound exactly like my friend." My name is not Emma, no. If it were, I probably wouldn't tell you though, but no, it isn't Emma. Jaffa commented on "Popular Cheerleader Needs You to Comfort Her" and said, "I prefer these platonic conversation ones. The romantic ones are just awkward." You think it's awkward? Try flirting with a microphone and kissing your hand alone in a closet. Potato Fever A commented, "The Discord link is invalid or expired." Yeah, I'm not sure why it isn't working. I've gotten a couple people bringing that up. I need to fix that soon. It keeps doing that. I'm not sure why. Louise Rose commented on "Popular Cheerleader Needs You to Comfort Her" and said, "I wish UK schools had cheerleaders." They don't? I didn't know that. Jacob Ortiz commented, "This makes me feel like I'm Eddie and she is Chrissy." That's totally what I was going for. For anyone who doesn't know, Eddie and Chrissy are characters from Stranger Things. Fruit Finder commented, "For now, your voice is still my fruit." I'm not sure what this means. On one hand, it sounds kind of ominous, but it also sounds like a compliment. So, thank you, I think. Okay, all the rest of these comments are on my latest audio, the Ghost Girl one. It was so fun reading through all your guys' comments and theories and stuff. Like, yeah, wow. I've never been more excited to look at a comment section on one of my audios. Manta, I hope I'm saying that right, commented, "Your first not normal roleplay in a while." Yeah, I really wanted to do something a little scary for Halloween, so it's definitely a little different from my usual stuff. I feel like my content used to have kind of more variety, just in the sense that I used to experiment a little more with different genres and stuff. Like for instance, I made a pirate roleplay and a supervillain roleplay and a zombie apocalypse series. That was a long time ago. But I mean, my favorite genre is definitely just the usual contemporary romance ones. But I do, after a while, I feel like those get a little repetitive, so lately I've been wanting to switch it up, hence the Ghost Girl roleplay. But this week's audio is going to be pretty normal. It's going to be a friends to lovers type of thing. XQCL commented, "This ASMR kept me awake." Oh no, I'm sorry. That's why I was kind of hesitant to give it like a plot twist at the end, but I really, really wanted it to be kind of scary, so I couldn't resist. Originally, I was going to make the plot twist be that the ghost was an asylum patient, and then I felt like that was, I don't know, kind of too predictable and bland, so I stepped it up a notch. But then before that, actually, the apartment building was going to have been a college that burned down, and then I thought maybe it should be a hotel instead. And then I changed it to an asylum. So yeah, in the course of just a few hours of writing it, I went through like 20 different directions I could take it. Al Dente commented, "Now that is a creepy twist to a comfy story, a well done story. Makes you wonder what the ending means. Is the listener reliving the memories of the inmate who started the fire? Is he a ghost trapped in a time loop? A reincarnation? It's one heck of a mystery." All of those are total possibilities. What I had in mind was that the listener is a patient at the asylum and fantasizes about the nurse and then proceeds to burn the place down, either accidentally or on purpose. That's open to interpretation. But yeah, the whole thing can kind of be interpreted in a few different ways. And yeah, I kind of like that about it. I loved reading the comment section because there are just like a bunch of theories there. It was so fun reading those. But yeah, it could be a reincarnation. It could be that the listener is reliving memories of the patient who started the fire. It could be a time loop. I really like the idea of it being a time loop. That's kind of what I was going for. Like in The Shining, kind of. Han commented, "I'm really enjoying this October, but I dread the moment Halloween ends and I hear Christmas music rapidly rush towards me over the horizon as November approaches." Yeah, it's only a matter of time. I'm pretty excited for Christmas, mostly because now that I have my own apartment, I can get my own Christmas tree and stuff. I've already picked out where I'm gonna put it and everything. My dad, this has always been a total mystery to me. He hates decorating for holidays, so I had to beg him to let us get a Christmas tree last year, because he thinks it's a waste of money, I guess. So yeah, at long last, I will be free to decorate however I want. I'm very excited. Okay, so I'm gonna end this here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be able to get a Christmas tree. So I owe it all to you. I hope you all had a good weekend, and I love you very much.